WZEZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge in Maryland has just issued a nationwide indefinite preliminary injunction against President Trump's executive order aimed at ending birthright citizenship. ABC's Selena Wang is outside the courthouse in Maryland.
This ruling comes after a federal judge in Seattle last month had temporarily blocked the order, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. But this ruling would actually block this order for a longer period of time, so this is a big deal.
The judge writing the denial of the precious right to citizenship will cause irreparable harm. President Trump's proposal that the United States take over the Gaza Strip and permanently resettle the 2 million Palestinians living there has been denounced and rejected by several countries, including Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. A recent ABC News investigation shows there's a history of close calls at Reagan National Airport, some involving planes and helicopters, very similar to the one last week that left 67 people dead. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is providing guidance on merging for drivers to recognize the February law of the month. According to a DOT press release, drivers should remember to give themselves plenty of space to merge onto highways, especially when merging near a large truck, commercial vehicle, or bus. Drivers merging for a lane closure should take turns with other drivers in a zipper fashion, as well as yielding in roundabouts as they look to enter and staying in the same lane until they're ready to signal their exit. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced his budget proposal will include $145 million to address PFAS contamination. According to a press release, the proposal would fund new grant programs and expand staffing and research. It would also exempt innocent landowners from being financially responsible for cleaning PFAS pollution. The majority of the funding will come from the $125 million allocated for PFAS cleanup in the previous budget, which the Republican-controlled legislature has not released. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a new high-tech phone scam circulating the area. According to law enforcement officials, scammers have been contacting potential victims using artificial intelligence to make the call sound like it's coming from a friend or relative. The scammers claim they were involved in an accident and need money, attempting to trick the potential victim into thinking they're helping someone they know. Officials say residents should try to verify the caller's identity if something about the call seems amiss. Superior residents near the BNSF railway facility will get larger payments from the company for cleaning taconite dust from homes themselves. According to city officials, residents who choose to clean the dust themselves will have payments increased to $400 for homes under 2,200 square feet and $500 for homes larger than 2,200 square feet. The previous reimbursement rate was $300 for both. To get the payment, homeowners will need to submit before and after pictures with their claim. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Becoming cloudy and warmer today, with the winter weather advisory going into effect at 6 p.m. A few flurries could fly around this afternoon and light snow pushes in this evening. Laying down a good 2 to 4 inches, winds are going to whip tomorrow, blowing and drifting it around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, Dom Salvia's show, 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Today on his show, Dom will talk about AI in campaigns in Wisconsin. We were just talking about bad Brad Schimmel. Apparently his campaign altered an ad about his rival for the spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Susan Crawford. Yeah, oops. So, Dom, we'll be talking about that 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out today across the Civic Media Radio Network. Joining us right now, it is now a monthly date that we have. He's the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Darren Von Ruden is here. Good morning, Darren. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jing. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you with us. It's been 2.5 weeks. All kinds of executive orders have been flying out of the Oval Office, and I am curious to find out the effect these are already having on Wisconsin farmers, Darren.
Well, where do I start? Because there's quite a few different ones that we can talk about. But number one, I think the one that concerns most citizens is the health department and their not corresponding or not being able to correspond with health issues. Currently, the avian flu issue is affecting dairy herds across the country, flocks of chickens and turkeys. So not being able to communicate and not being able to really know what's going on there draws a lot of uncertainty. Knock on wood, hopefully we won't have a major outbreak during this process, but yet it's one of those things in times of crisis, you really need to have those communication lines open. So not having that, it's had an impact on farmers' mental health more than anything else, but certainly it's something that needs to be corrected sooner than later.
Darren, for people who aren't familiar with what you're talking about, can you be a little bit more specific?
So Human Health Services was directed, I think, on day two of the Trump administration not to have any communications outside of really the senior administration. And so looking at if there's an outbreak in Cashton, Wisconsin, which is my hometown, of any kind of health concern, there really was not going to be any communication between even the county health departments within the state here. So if something starts in Kansas and moves north, we might not know about it until it's too late. So, those things should not be shut down. And I understand a little bit of what they're trying to do to, make the government a little bit more efficient. But these are things that efficiency shouldn't be a center of.
Well, and exactly. Ignorance is not bliss in this case. Right. Information is power. Knowledge is power. And if we're going to get a handle on this avian flu, which we're seeing the effect of by the price of eggs, this is only going to get worse. So cutting off the agencies that dispense the information about the travel and route of this virus, that's not helping anybody.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, and it's only going to get worse before it gets better unless you address it immediately. And certainly it's not something that's brand new, but it's something that, you know, you can contain it to a certain point if you know where it's at. But if there's no communications, it can move from county to county fairly fast.
And that's where you mentioned efficiency. Is a lot of people who are critical of the things we say, they say they'll mention things of corruption and efficiencies. And to me, it's better to have a proactive approach. You save lives, you can save money, you can save time, versus in 2-3 months where it's devastated county after county, and now we have to have a fix, which will cost even more money and require more manpower. And that's not efficient at all.
Right, right. Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's trying to fix it on the back end. Yeah. When the cow's already out of the barn. This is backwards. And I think it's important too, Darren, that folks realize, I believe it was Carolyn Leavitt, the new press secretary for the Trump administration, who accused President Biden of killing chickens, and that's why eggs are so expensive. Tragically, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I am a chicken farmer and my flock becomes infected with avian flu, I have to kill my chickens in order to stop the spread, correct?
That is correct. No matter if you got a 10 flock herd or a 10 million flock herd, you know, anything that's in within the barn or within a radius of the facilities where there's a detection has to be euthanized to stop that spread. And certainly, you know, there's a lot of question marks about some spots around the country, whether they're doing adequate testing or not. But certainly a lot of the farmers out there, number one, take it very seriously to try to keep it out of their herds and their flocks. And, you know, that can only be done to a certain point with wild birds that fly over and let their poop come down on top of feed and, you know, even buildings too. But, you know, farmers take it really seriously on what's happening there, and because you can't afford to lose those 1,000 or 10 chickens or 20,000 or 10 million chickens. Mm-hmm. That's really impacting your bottom line, because even with the government programs that are there, it doesn't make you whole in having to euthanize that whole herd.
And I also think, Darren, that it's got to be so painful because farmers care about their animals. They do.
The way I look at every time I have a sick cow, you know, I want her to get healthy because number one, she means an income for me. But number two, that's food for my neighbors, for my friends, for my relatives, for my city friends that I probably don't even know. Yep. But, you know, anytime we lose a protein source, that's not a good thing for the country.
Darren Vaughton, I know we're just
seriously,
like,
I'm speechless. It's just like, it's just, and the idea that she would blame President Biden for killing chickens, it just, why am I shocked? I shouldn't be shocked, but I am.
But unfortunately, there are people who heard that if they are only getting their news from one outlet are going to go, yeah, it was Biden's fault. Biden killed chickens.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, one of the big issues I have with people that can't take responsibilities for their own actions. We have a gentleman that's in the White House right now that has done nothing but blame everybody else since he became president the first time. And his actions have a lot more detriment to the country than what the press secretary even does.
Without a doubt. And let's not forget, in his first term, when we were talking about COVID and the million or the hundreds of thousands of people that died in this country under COVID. And at that point, Donald Trump said, I don't take responsibility for anything. Mm-hmm. And I think pretty much they should just put that in a plaque over the Resolute desk in his office.
Not my fault.
Not my fault. Blame somebody else.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Darren Von Ruden is our guest. He's the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, and we're talking about the executive orders that came out in just the first 2.5 weeks of the Trump administration and how this is affecting Wisconsin farmers. We were talking initially, Darren, again, about cutting off access to information from the Department of Health and Human Services. He's cut off information from the CDC and all of that stuff. What are some of the other EOs that you're seeing the effects on the ground already?
Well, certainly looking at the freeze on government spending has really impacted farm communities across the nation because of the amount of grants that are out there that come to, whether it's nonprofits or small businesses that have contracts with the federal government to receive dollars. And when you look at losing a $20,000 check to an organization that needs $70,000 to actually do the business, you know, it really impacts that. When you're looking at some of the information organizations out there that have received grants over the years and have never had an issue with it, all of a sudden they don't know if they can continue to keep the employees that are covered under these grants employed in the organization. So, you know, there's that uncertainty. You know, right now it sounds like farm program payments are going to continue. So looking at that, farmers probably won't be impacted too much by that. That's as of today. That could all change tomorrow.
Sure.
You know, we just don't know. But, you know, really looking at that government freeze and what it's doing to communities across the country is frightening.
Well, and we've talked before with you, Darren, about farming. Is there are so many things involved in farming. It's the weather, it's the crops, it's your equipment, but it's also budgeting is really important. And for a lot of these groups who were given, say, that $20,000 grant money, that is built into their year and how they're going to handle things for the year. So essentially, this just blew up all their budgets.
Yep. And, you know, and the uncertainty from day to day, too, because one day there was a stay by a judge that meant that the payments had to go out. But in reality, none of the payments did go out. So, you know, it seems to be that the administration is not adhering to court orders, and which is another scary aspect of what's going on. We do have the three branches of government, and they need to work together to make sure that the country is, you know, stabilized and can move forward.
You make a good point, too, though. We talked about childcare in Wisconsin yesterday, and the Head Start program in Waukesha had to shut down because, again, they stopped all the funding for these programs and without giving anybody a heads up about it, and then said, oh, wait, okay, that was a mistake. We're going to restart it. Yeah. They still can't get into some of these portals. So this is going to have long-term ramifications.
Yeah, and we've seen that a couple of years ago with child care centers across the state here when they lost state funding, you know, closed up. Our grandkids were affected by that. They ended up becoming grandpa's best buddies for a few months there because that's how long it took to find a daycare provider.
But that goes right along with J.D. Vance's answer to the child care crisis, Darren. Grandparents got to step up. He said that on the campaign trail. Yep, you thought you'd be able to enjoy your golden years. Sorry, Grandma and Grandpa, you're babysitters now.
Darren, you're a great American.
We're going to continue our conversation with Darren Von Rudin, the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. If you would like to join us, 854-8842. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You don't mean no harm, you just don't know what else to do about it. James, James,
you're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park.
zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform shedding more users than a husky blowing its winter coat. Our guest at this time is Darren Von Ruden. He is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Before the break, we were talking about the ramifications of executive orders coming out of the Oval Office under Donald Trump and the impact it's already having on Wisconsin farmers. Darren, the languishing, which continues to, we need a new word for languishing farm bill. What are your hopes that this thing is ever going to get passed, or should we just forget about it?
Good question. Back in January, National Farmers Union's executive committee was in D.C., and we visited the four pillars, as we call them, of the Ag Committee. So the Senate chair of the Ag Committee and the ranking member, and then the House of Representatives chair and the ranking member there, too. Everybody was saying, let's get this done sooner than later. Positive words coming out of the House of Representatives in, I'm forgetting his name now, J.T. Thompson, said he really wants to get it on the floor by the middle of March to the end of March at the latest. I really think with all the executive orders and everything else that's going to have to take place over the next month and a half here now, that timeline probably is not going to happen. And then, of course, with on the Senate side, with all the confirmation hearings, which they're fairly good on schedule there, but that body said it probably wouldn't happen until June or July at the earliest. So we're looking at probably a September time frame. And then whether or not it's actually gets to the floor and gets some action, or if it gets another 1 year extension, is only to be determined at this time.
So what does this do to farmers in Wisconsin? They're just in a constant holding pattern.
Yep. Right now, the programs are still in place because of the extensions. There's some of them programs that haven't been really well liked, and that's why farmers want to see a different farm bill, to get something different that would be a little bit better for the farm community and the consumer community alike. And so by just having extension after extension, it's just continuing to foster that get bigger, get out mentality that the farm bill has become. And, we really need to look at how do we refine that and make sure that we're keeping a good, adequate supply of food, but also a very diverse supply of that food too. And what I mean by that is making sure that we have millions of producers rather than 5 or 10,000 producers across the country.
I've never understood the go big or go home argument. That it just doesn't seem a healthy way to. It just doesn't seem healthy.
Yeah, you know, it's all in that efficiency mindset and the capitalistic society that we live in, where there's only going to be one provider at the end of the day, and you know that just really isn't good for any of us. And you know, you don't have to call it communism or socialism or anything else like that. It's just good common sense to have a very diverse portfolio. And I know any business that I've been a part of or know of, they like to get their products from many different sources versus becoming a 70% dependent on one supplier or one buyer, because your day can be ruined in a heartbeat by that one company.
Isn't that the basis of capitalism, is healthy competition? Or I don't know. I'm not that smart. I've been several texters have told me that. So I'm just assuming that, I thought competition was good for capitalism.
It should be, you know, and looking at what's happened over the years, you know, the less competition we get, the faster that farmers go out of business and the higher that our food prices get. You know, if this idea of large economics of scale operations were going to make food cheap, we should be paying $1 a gallon for milk instead of $4 a gallon.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's a great point. Yep. It really is.
And I want to reiterate for folks who don't know or listening to us for the first time, when we're talking about the farm bill, this was a bill that was supposed to be passed in 2023. This was supposed to be done nearly 2 years ago, and they kicked it down the can. They kicked the can down the road in fall of 2023, said, we'll come back to it next year. And now next year, and Darren, I was listening to Pam Yonke's Farm Report this morning, which you can listen to 5 to 6 a.m.
She's fabulous.
She's wonderful. But she was talking to one of her reporters, and they're saying, don't be surprised that they try to make it pan out in 2026. And this just goes back to the idea that, man, Darren, they love you. They love the farmer. That farmer, you're the backbone of America. You keep the food rolling, and you're everything they love about America. But the moment that you need something from them, we'd love to help you. We got to go big or go home. I don't even know what that means, honestly. But I've never turned an assignment in 2 years late.
Yep. And you know, and they always talk about people that don't want to work, and we need to stop these programs to help the disadvantaged folks across the country. But yet, who's not getting their job done?
Yeah.
You know, they've actually got a job. They're getting paid for it, but they still can't do it. And, you know, and that leads to another thing with the international food aid programs that are on hold right now, too. You know, all that food is going to at some point in time affect the price that farmers pay, because that's part of the supply chain. It's not the hugest part, but it's a good part of the supply chain. And so when that food gets backed up in our docks because it can't go overseas to help the people that really need it, that's going to lower farmers' pay prices. And the real ethical thing on my part is, you know, we're a country of surplus. We have plenty of food. And when we are going to force people into starvation because we can't spend a few extra dollars or pennies, it's not the same values that most farmers have across this country.
Darren Von Ruden is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He's joining us now on the first Wednesday of every month. Thank you so very much, Darren. It's so important that we hear from farmers and understand what's going on the ground here in Wisconsin. So we really appreciate you taking time for us.
Yep, no problem, Jane. And if I could just say one last thing, call your elected representatives and tell them that they need to stick up for the American farmer and the American consumer.
MyVote.WI.gov, that gives you all the numbers you need. News coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Aaron on Air on the statewide, countrywide. If you got the app, we are global, baby. Civic Media Radio Network.
On Maggie's farm no more.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to apply to their seasonal staff positions at state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. According to a press release, the seasonal work typically begins in the spring and runs through the fall. The Department of Natural Resources is looking for seasonal workers across the state for positions like park rangers, natural resources educators, and groundskeepers. Interested residents can find more information on the seasonal postings and submit their applications online. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has co-sponsored a bill attempting to abolish the U.S. Department of Education by the end of next year. In a social media post, Congressman Tiffany said parents, teachers, and local communities should be responsible for educating their children. The bill would put that responsibility in state hands. The legislation comes as President Donald Trump prepares an executive order to slash spending on the department. Democratic lawmakers have vowed to fight the dismantling of the department. The West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission has announced plans to establish a business revolving loan fund in the region. The organization has matched a $250,000 grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, making a total of $500,000 available through the fund. The Capital Catalyst Revolving Loan Fund will offer loans from $10,000 to $250,000 for local businesses in Barron, Chippewa, Clark, Dunn, Eau Claire, Polk, and St. Croix counties. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Becoming cloudy and warmer today, with the winter weather advisory going into effect at 6 p.m. A few flurries could fly around this afternoon and light snow pushes in this evening. Laying down a good 2 to 4 inches, winds are going to whip tomorrow, blowing and drifting it around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, why did Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel use AI to digitally alter a photo of his opponent Susan Crawford to make her look ashamed? If he wants to see shame, he should look in the mirror. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calvi on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at 11:51 or so-ish. We'll wrap up the show with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it is the Little Deuce Coupe edition. If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Same email address if you have a suggestion for a guest on the show, maybe a topic, something happening in your community, whether it's in Park Falls or Madison or Eau Claire or Oshkosh. And if you want to complain, I read them all. And then I send the really bad ones on to Calvin.
Sometimes we get emails from people that make almost no sense, too.
But we read those, too.
We read them, and we're happy that you're taking part in the process. Jane, you know what else people can do?
What?
They can go on social media.
They can.
Yes. Some of it is a blithering hellscape of weirdos and psychopaths, but we're there, and we can be your little spot of fun. Go to the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram,
YouTube
under Civic Media. But the other three, we have our own Matt and Air on Air. You can follow us. You can see our clips. You can see our posts. You can see what's going on with us. We have a lot going on, and we put it on social media. We're blowing up on the Instagram, Jane.
It's freaking me out. It's kind of freaking me out. We have one video when this was after the Abundant Life School shooting in Madison?
Yes.
And we were talking about guns, and John Stewart had an excellent interview with a lawmaker from Oklahoma who says the answer to America's gun violence program is more guns.
Yeah.
And I wish I was as brilliant as John Stewart. Obviously, I'm not. But we did a section of the show on that. And now it's got almost a million views.
It has more than a million
views. It's freaking me out.
And I just want to that was State Senator of Oklahoma, Nathan Dom.
Thank you.
Because I want him to know he's the one who said those words. But shout out to Tony at Civic Media, who puts together all of these videos.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my good gravy. But yeah, a million views. Just tons of comments, Jane, that are supportive.
And well-reasoned.
Well-reasoned. Mm. They're kind.
I'm sure.
Telling me what I can do for or to myself.
Oh, nice.
It's just so nice to hear from people.
There's so much love.
There's so much love. So join us on the social medias. You can follow us and Civic Media. So go to the social media. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Civic Media is on Blue Sky right now. I don't believe that we are, but we are individually on Blue Sky. And it's just also, when I tap that app, I'm like, it's going to be nice.
Blue Sky is nice.
It's very nice.
And it's growing.
Yes, it is.
So if you haven't checked it out yet, and I was very, very apprehensive, and it's not like I post a lot.
No.
It's under my own name, and I do post snarky things occasionally. But it's just a much different vibe than what used to be Twitter.
It's what Twitter used to be, say, like 2014, 2015. You can really, really work to get your algorithm, you know, customized.
Yeah.
You want news, you can get news. And what's a great thing about Blue Sky that I really, really enjoy is they have something called starter packs where you can take whomever you're following. Like, let's say Jane loves news. She does love news. Her top 10, 15 accounts are all that are journalists. She can put it in a little post, and that post can go out there, and you can follow them all yourself.
It makes it so easy.
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah.
Because I know when I first landed there, it's like, well, I don't even know who to follow. And some of those starter packs started showing up, and it's really useful.
Yep. I love
it. And again, there's a lot more news. The reason I was on Twitter to begin with is because that's where news breaks.
Yep.
Even before it gets on TV. That tends to be where news breaks. Yeah. Now there are a lot more news organizations that are on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
So you're getting the same kind of real-time information as news is breaking around the world. So check it out if you haven't yet. Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
BlueSky.com.
We're not endorsed.
Yet.
Yeah.
We're working on it. Also, and we say this all the time, if you want to text in, we see them all as the show is underway. Sue from Franklin texting in saying, Jane, did you see the Green and Gold movie? I did.
Oh, you did?
I went to see it on Sunday.
Okay.
I have an issue.
Oh,
I know you're so surprised.
welcome to another edition of Jane Has a Problem With.
I really liked the Green and Gold movie.
Okay. What is it about?
So it's Craig T. Nelson, his grandpa and grandma, and their granddaughter live on their farm in northeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And they do things the old way. Seriously. They hand milk the cows.
Okay.
And use horses.
All right.
And it's like a religion for him. There is a holiness to this.
Okay.
In the way the animals are treated and the way the land is treated.
Yeah.
And they start to having some financial problems, and they're going to lose the farm. And so he takes a bet from the banker that if the Packers win the Super Bowl, he gets another year to try and make payments on the farm and get out from being underwater.
Is this all based on a true story?
No.
Okay.
It is not.
All right.
But there is actual Packers footage in there that they had to obviously get permission from the NFL and from the Packers, which is no easy thing.
No.
That's no small feat. So well done to the makers of that film for making that happen.
Yeah.
But there's a plot point in the movie involving a prop that I can't get out of my mind now.
Okay, set the stage.
I don't want to blow it for people.
Okay. All right, then.
If you saw Green and Gold, 855-752-4842, I would love to talk to you about it. And see if anybody else noticed this, and it's a small thing in this movie, but it bugs me. And I actually talked to Pete Schwabe last night.
Yeah.
Pete, of course, the host of Nightlight across Civic Media from 6 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great way to unwind at the end of the day if you want to get away from the hard news. Pete's been in the entertainment industry for a long time.
Yeah.
He's been an actor and a stand-up comic, and he's written for things. And I asked him, I said, Have you seen Green and Gold yet? Because I have a problem with a major plot issue.
Oh, by the way, folks, this plot issue. Oh, we know. No, it does. You told me it's a plot issue.
It is a plot issue.
You're not just blowing smoke.
No.
Okay. All right.
There is a flaw in it.
Yeah.
Todd from De Pere just texted in, listening on WGBW. I saw it, Jane. Blow it up. People had an opportunity to watch it. I have to know what your plot issue is.
Welcome to Jane Spoils Your Fun.
I don't want to wreck it because overall, I really liked this movie. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
It's very heartfelt. It ties in the importance of community and people helping each other out.
Yeah.
Charlie Behrens is in it.
Okay.
He plays a radio announcer. And It's a really good film.
It's a feel-good movie.
It is a feel-good movie.
Until you get to that point where Jane just could not let it go.
That wouldn't happen. That thing would not happen in Wisconsin.
I feel like this is the meanest tease in radio history where, like, we're telling you right now, like by the way, Green and Gold didn't call us and say, hey, we want to drive up our numbers online. Can you make it so that you're going to torture them to the point where they have to watch this film? No. Jane decided.
I saw it on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing when I got home because my husband is not a big movie fan.
Yeah.
And I said, this is driving me crazy.
So did you see it in the theater?
Yeah, I saw it in the theater.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was in the theater. Okay, I thought it was at...
It's in limited places, but if you search for it, and I wouldn't wait too long because I don't know how long it's going to be in theaters.
It stars Craig T. Nelson.
It does.
Wow. TV's coach.
And somebody else texted in and said, I believe the producers are from Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is a Wisconsin. This is a Todd. You're Todd from De Pere. At least text me back. You're killing me. Wow. See, this is what Brian from Milwaukee, curious minds need to know. Hmm. And Sue, who's seen it twice, doesn't know what you're talking about.
Sue. Okay.
Spoil it.
I'm going to say one word. And I'll see if this resonates.
Yeah.
Ladder. That's all I'm going to say.
L-A-D-D-E-R.
L-A-D-D-E-R. Ladder.
Yeah.
That's where my issue is in the movie Green and Gold. For those of you who've seen it, if you get where I'm coming from, I'd love to. Maybe I'm the only one.
I feel like there's going to be some of our more seasoned listeners who know you well through the show who are going to be like, all right, Jane, that one you got to let go.
It wouldn't happen.
Sure. Okay, you're right. But you know what else didn't happen? This movie.
That's not the point. Don't undermine my
Calvin,
entire segment.
What are your thoughts on this? I need to know what you're thinking about. He's probably thinking about books.
The way Jane has conveyed it to me.
Yeah.
I agree. It seems like a matter of convenience that they needed something to move the plot along.
That's exactly what it was. And I wouldn't have a problem with it except for a couple. They could have made a couple tweaks, and I wouldn't be whining about it.
So here's what else now I've gleaned from this little conversation. You're going around to the office and forcing this conversation on people. Hey, how was your weekend? I saw Green and Gold. I got some problems with it. Here we go. Yeah.
Sue from Franklin texting in, Craig T. Nelson in his underwear. I could go my whole life without seeing that.
Craig is in great.
Craig T. Nelson's got to be in his 70s.
Yes, we don't hate.
He's doing push-ups and all that stuff. Sue's got it. Sue from Franklin has got it. And all the only clue I gave was ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R.
Yes. Yep.
Nailed it, Sue.
I feel like we should have a prize pack for you. This was worth something.
Well, I told Pete Schwab wanted me to have me on Nightlight to talk about this. And I said, have you seen it yet? Because I don't want to tell you what it is until you see it. And then we can talk about it. And again, maybe I'm the only one.
Can I be on the show just to watch? Because I want to see. Now I just want to watch this happen. Like, I feel like you should make a point. So it is
11:47.
No, it is the 5th of February.
Yes.
I would say give it a month's time.
Okay.
And then in a month, go on the show, talk about it with detail.
Pete Schwab is going to be on in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And hopefully he'll have time. Hopefully he'll have time to see it before then.
I love that idea. I love that idea.
Brian from Milwaukee. Thank you, Jane. I got it. Troy from Mount Horeb. Give Sue a hat. We could give you a Beyond the Cheese hat if you'd like that.
Sue, do us a favor. Email us, janesays@civicmedia.us. Send us your address.
Todd from De Pere. You got it, Todd. That is my issue.
Why is it?
He's listening on WGBW. It wouldn't happen in Wisconsin. No self-respecting Wisconsinite would do that.
We are going to get talked to so hard by the higher-ups. This has literally been a 19-minute inside joke.
This wasn't what we planned.
No, it was not. Exactly. But hey, here's the tease for the later tease. We're going to have Pete Schwabba on the show.
Hopefully he'll see it before then.
Even if he doesn't.
We'll talk about it.
We'll explain what's going on in the coming weeks. Stay tuned in the coming weeks. Matinee on air.
Two little teases for the next 2.5 weeks.
Nightlight. Crossover of the century.
Go see Green and Gold.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It really is. You're going to feel good and it'll warm your heart. So go see it and then let me know if you caught what's driving me crazy. The clue is ladder.
L-A-D-D-E-R.
All right, we got to wrap it up. This Shouldn't Be a Thing is on the way next. It's the Lil Deuce Coupe edition. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Highly Dignified Radio Network.
Alone. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach. Resident young person Calvin on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Andrea Watkins is a New York Times bestselling author. Mm-hmm. She's been on the show several times, and first time she's going to be back since the election. Russell Vogt, who is now the head of the Office of Management and Budget, and one of the authors of Project 2025, even though you may have never heard of it. He is now in the White House, and Andra's got a Substack called How Project 2025 Will Ruin Your Life. We're going to have Andra on to talk about Russell Vogt and the other, I would call them Theo Bros. They're theologians. They have a very religious bent.
Yeah.
To their plans for this country. And Andrew is going to join us to talk about that. That will be at 10:33. Hour number two, we tend to lighten things up a little bit. A little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:21. And then Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company will be here to talk all things sports. I have a feeling we will be talking about Sunday's big game. As far as I'm concerned, there is a bigger event this Sunday.
Folks, it's the Puppy Bowl.
It's the 21st Puppy Bowl.
24. Oh, the Puppy Bowl can drink.
It's been around for a while.
Wow.
We'll talk about that,
too. Jane loves dogs.
The Puppy Bowl, again, if you need a break from bad news,
yeah,
there's not a better way to spend an hour than to watch silly puppies playing with toys and drinking water.
Also, there's a great thing on YouTube where they interview celebrities playing with puppies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, they're like, yeah. So, and they come in, and every time the celebrity's like, oh my God.
We're all squishes when it comes to puppies. But anyway, Paul Noonan will be here to talk all things sports, things, the Bucks.
The Sucks.
Yeah. There's things going on with the Bucks. Not everybody's happy about that. We will talk about that tomorrow with Paul Noonan at 11:33. Right now, it's 11:54. Calvin, that means it's time for.
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This from motortrend.com. The headline reads, "The American Dream, world's longest limo, restored by Florida man." Once again, the dazzling 100-foot-long Cadillac gets a new lease on life. The world's longest limo, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is 100 feet and 1.5 inches. An impressive 25,000-pound helipad-equipped Cadillac. It's enormous.
It's stupid.
It's stupidly large. There is no possible way you can corner that thing.
No, and here's the funny thing. So not only will the story be on the notes today, I'm also going to include Motor Trend's video about it. Because you can tell just the disdain this woman has for having this assignment.
She's the reporter who's got it covered.
Yeah, and the word reporter is doing some heavy lifting there. But the point is it is a long car with a tiny helipad, also a putting green on it, and the most uncomfortable way of entering a car ever.
And the interior looks really cheap and really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They look like cardboard seats.
The whole thing of this car, Florida car, mm-hmm. I mean, if a car has ever represented Florida better, it's for the Guinness Book of World Records. And because it's a car, because they're going for the world's longest car, it has to be able to drive. She drives it forward. She drives it backwards. And that's it.
Because that's all you can do with it. And she's on an airport tarmac.
Yeah. And at one point she says, "Are the wheels straight?" She doesn't trust the steering wheel. She pops her head out of the window to look and see if the four wheels on one side are straight. Because there are 26 wheels, 26 tires. This shouldn't be a thing.
No fewer than 6 Eldorados were conjoined during the original construction of the 24-wheeled monster.
Wouldn't that be Los Eldorados?
Could be. The American Dream is now functional to the extent it can be with this length and the cruise ship-like turning radius. You can't just drive it around. You have to plan your route to make sure you're only going to go straight or backwards.
Yeah.
But there is room inside for 75.
Oh, boy, howdy.
No. We will include this in the show notes so you can take a look yourself at the little deuce coupe.
I really think we need to redefine the word dream in this situation, too.
That would be fair.
There it is.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up after the noon news, Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn 2 to 4 p.m., Dom Salvia 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba lightening up towards the end of the evening, 6 to 8 p.m., and then Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, kicks it off all early mornings from 6 to 8 a.m., and then Earl Ingram Jr. right before us from 8 until 10. I hope you find some joy today. You have the chance to share it. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. Keep it right here. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, did you know politicians think about what they're going to make for their Super Bowl parties just like we do? Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Melissa Radcliffe. We talk Super Bowl and some politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A Maryland judge issued a nationwide injunction on President Trump's efforts to limit birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment.
It's now the second time a federal judge has weighed in against the president's order on birthright citizenship. First, it was a Reagan-appointed judge in Seattle, and now a Biden appointee in Maryland. Judge Deborah Boardman says the denial of the precious right of citizenship will cause irreparable harm. Her order blocks a move that would begin affecting babies born later this month to mothers who are either in the country illegally or even lawfully on student or work visas.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Reaction is mixed over President Trump's announcement. He wants the U.S. to take over Gaza for redevelopment, a move that would displace war-weary Palestinians as they return home. House Speaker Mike Johnson called it a bold move, but did not say if he supports it. U.S. Northern Command says another 500 soldiers and 140 military intelligence personnel are being mobilized to the southern border and support mission. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.